Good morning. Welcome to my humble abode again. And I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited to see what God's going to do today. I'm going to take just 10 minutes for you with you to talk, testify, and pray. See, I don't need my notes on that one. I think I got it down right. Talk, testify, and pray. I'm expanding my little work area here because I want to be able to get some good testimonies for you, but also some good prayers for you. God is good. This morning, just praying, just believing for God to do some amazing things just for our ministry as well and for my families, for my friends. I got a new little Apple Pen too, and I just start doodling in the notes. And I like to, when I pray, just for you to know, I like to like write down, and let me get it right here. And I'm a new Apple Pen, and we'll put that down for a second. But for me, this is what I do, and it may not be for you, but I try and keep this handy, and it's so much more handier than having having a regular pen and paper, because I know you can't read this, but because I'm the only one to read it, and I just scribble prayer requests, things that are coming into my mind as I pray, things I want to make sure I write down and pray for, things I'm feeling, and I just scribble all this stuff through there. I just start somewhere. I listen to praise and worship music, and it's amazing. But as I was doing this today, I ran to a scripture that, and the reason I'm bringing this up, that I want to read to you, and it's in Psalms 33:9, and I read four or five chapters this morning praying in the book of Psalms, and I got to this verse. And it just stuck with me. It just made me excited because we're all anticipating. Amen. We have to have anticipation to have the faith that we need. We need to be expecting God to do something. We can't just go doom and gloom. We can't just go through the motions of faith, but we have to actually be operating in faith. And operating in faith is create an expectation, believing that God's going to do it, trusting how it's going to happen. But let me read you the scripture. Psalms 33:9, it reads like this. It says, "For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast." Think about this. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. God is able to make things happen for you right now. He's able to change the things that seem impossible. He's able to speak, command it, and it happens. We need to believe that. Let's just look at that one more time. One more time. Probably shouldn't have put my iPad up that quick. Where's it go? Where'd it go? Here it goes. "For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." God is going to speak over your life, and it's done. I'm not talking about a person. I'm not talking about someone saying, I hear the Lord telling me this. No, God is going to speak over your life. And it's going to be done. It's going to be changed right there. I'm believing for some big things. I'm believing God for a building, obviously. So I won't be in my house recording like this all the time. But my morning sessions, yes. But I have bigger ideas, bigger plans for the ministry to do some bigger things. And I'm sorry, I just finished working out. And so I'm showered and everything. Praise God. I'm never going to come to you not showered. But just still sweating. And it's a little warmer than it is the last few days. But anyway. I'm believing for big, big, big things. I'm believing for God to move in wondrous, wondrous ways. I'm believing God to change things bigger than I've seen before. And I know that a lot of times we tend to run out of patience, or we tend to think that he's left us. And actually, I have a prayer request that someone sent in that I'm going to read to you. I'm not verbatim, but just read you the highlights. This is Cedric. He wrote to us just before these shows started to broadcast. I have a few prayer requests I get every week that I pray over that come through the email, through our web forms or messenger or however they contact us. And please contact us. Let us know about what you need in faith. You can always contact us there on our ministry. It says, "I know I am 76 years old and have gone through a lengthy dry spell with my life in Christ. I no longer see or feel the purpose that God has for me. I'm literally living the life of Job. I find myself desperate to ask what is left for me. I know that God will not let us go through more than we can handle. I ask you to pray, please pray for me and lift me up. Now, I'm telling you this. There will be times where you don't feel. This man, 76 years old, lived his life for God, but he feels, where's my purpose? I don't feel him anymore. The Bible is clear. In Timothy, it says, stir up that gift that is within you. Stir up that gift. And at times, you're not going to feel God. At times, you're not going to see what you want to see or hear what you want to hear to verify or validate your faith. You're going to have to believe it, that it's there, that no matter what, God is with you. I preach that a lot. I say, God is with you. God is with you. I tell people, you're dangerous when you know that. Why are you dangerous? Because you can believe the living God is with you. That's amazing. That's amazing what God can do. It's amazing how God does the things that he does and changes things in our life. But let's lift up Cedric. And we also have another prayer request that came in. And this was came in on Sunday, I believe. And it's from Laura. And it says, please pray for my son's family and mission. They have bronchitis, especially my grandson, who is 1.5. God bless you for helping and millions. Thank you for sharing your time and your anointing. That's sweet. And I'm always going to try and be here every morning with you for 10 minutes. I think I can put 10 minutes aside every day to spend some time with you. I think even when I travel that I can spend some time with you. It's a little difficult sometimes when I'm in different time zones and stuff, but I think that I'll be able to maintain this. This is something I'm looking forward to building this time with you and imparting in you the faith and miracles that you need. Let's pray for Cedric right now. Let's pray for you as well. If you are feeling lonely, if you're feeling that you don't have God in your life like you should, or maybe you've just been serving for a long time and it's become kind of, just not that it's been not as strong as it used to be. And I'm talking to everyone out there. Our time with God is so important. I'm setting a time every morning that I spend time with God, and I wake up a little earlier before I work out, and then I spend my time with the Lord. And today, I just didn't want to get out. I was there with the Lord. I'm running late here and there. But anyway, I know God is going to help Cedric. I know God is going to help Laura, and I know God is going to help you. Father, we pray right now that your miracles abound. Father, we pray right now that you are here in this place, even in my house, Lord. Your presence is here. This is the very chair that I spend time with you. This is the very corner in my house that I pray and talk to you, Lord. And I pray that you help Laura, that you help her grandchildren and her family, Father, in mission. And I pray right now for Cedric, God, that you move in a mighty way that you move for Cedric, Father. Give him purpose, Father. Let him know he's not left alone. Let him know that you are with him. And for everyone that is watching this, Father, and everyone that is joining me in this 10-minute session, Lord, I pray, God, miracles abound, that your power moves in a great way, that your anointing changes things even now, Lord. I believe it done. I believe it done. I believe it done right now. And we're just going to believe this. We're just going to believe that God is going to change things for you. Father, for finances, we pray. For healings, we pray. Father, every financial burden, Father, those that have been going through the court systems, those that have gone through different problems with documents, Father, we just pray that your anointing hits them, that your power hits them, and that you move in a great way. Father, we pray right now that no matter what, Lord, no matter what, Father, that you will rule in their favor, Father, that the courthouses and the documents, Father, will be in their favor, Father. I believe it can happen, Lord. I've seen it happen, Lord. I've seen a man that was in jail and the gavel had been hit and he was sentenced for his sentence. That weekend, that judge couldn't sleep. That weekend, that judge called back the attorneys and reversed his decision. And that man was out in San Diego, California, at his mother's doorsteps. Father, I know this is not the final. Father, I remember, Lord, when that lady sent me an email that said her daughter would not talk to her anymore and left with the man. And she had been gone for several years. And she cried and cried that this son, daughter would come back. I prayed with her. I believed with her. Because when God says it, it is done. When God does it, it is done. He speaks, it is done. And I said, Lord, before the end of the week, this woman is going to come back to her mother and ask for forgiveness and live with her mother. And on Friday that week, the door was knocked on and it was the daughter at the door crying and repenting, just like the prodigal child in the Bible, in the Word of God. Let's believe that's happening right now. This God is speaking and things are done. And we're going to believe it done right now in Jesus' mighty name. If you've seen all these ticklers that are running through, they're ticking across your screen right there. This is our registration for our healing service at the end of this month. We're going to try it out online, see how it goes. And hopefully have a different environment here, probably like a pulpit or something, and I can preach to you. If not, I'll preach from here. I mean, I'm good preaching wherever I'm at. So please register. If you register, you're going to be part of the chat. We have 250 seats available online, so you'll be part of the chat. You can send your messages, talk stuff. It'll still be broadcasting through YouTube and all the other social media, so you can definitely message and stuff, but we may or may not be maintaining that as much as we're maintaining the chat. This is the first one, and I just have to hand some iPads out to some people that they can help or use the iPhones and or whatever they got and log them in so they can help with the chats and the other forums. But if you're on the registration, you'll be in this forum right here that we're using for the first time for the broadcast, just to see how it works. I own my own broadcasting platform. I own two, actually. But we're trying this out because I like the bells and whistles that it has. Anyway, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in here and spending 10 minutes with me. I know you got a busy day. So do I. I'm running behind today. But I want to spend my 10 minutes with you. God bless you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All right? You have a great day. Ignite your day. God bless.